Kunstradio. Radio Kunst.
Zum Kunstradio begrüßt sie heute Anna Socek. Wir befinden uns gerade im Studio RP9 im ORF Funkhaus in Wien und wir senden live. Neben mir sitzt der amerikanische Künstler Gil Kuno. Welcome, Gil.
Good evening.
Gil Kuno wird heute seine Performance Radiologic aufführen. Das ist eine Performance, die in Echtzeit Signale von hier empfangbaren Radiostationen einbezieht. Zuvor stellen wir Ihnen gemeinsam mit dem Künstler einige seiner Arbeiten vor. Er arbeitet mit Drucken, Skulpturen, er macht Videoinstallationen, Installationen im öffentlichen Raum, verschiedene Medien. Also oft verweisen diese Arbeiten auf sein Hauptmedium Sound und Musik. Im Kunstradio war Gil Kuno bereits 2010 zu hören mit seinem Stück Angelinos. Das war ein Teil der Reihe Personal Radio Curated by GX Jupiter Larson. Sie hören schon im Hintergrund. Darin taucht Kuno ein in den Radioraum der Hispanics in Los Angeles. Wir hören nun einen Ausschnitt. Das war ein Ausschnitt aus Angelinos von Gil Kuno. Entstanden ist das Stück für die von GX Jupiter Larson zusammengestellte Reihe Personal Radio. Gil Kuno, this piece was about the Hispanic radioscape of Los Angeles, where you live. How did you capture this radioscape?
Well, the piece, I was asked to do a piece about Los Angeles from GX, and I heard that last year or the year before, the census, the official number of Hispanics in L.A. had surpassed 50%. So I thought the real L.A. must be Hispanic, and I think the Hispanic population in L.A. have the highest ratings in terms of radio listeners. So I wanted to do a piece about the Hispanics in L.A. And whenever I walk the streets in L.A., I hear a lot of Hispanics having their radios on, blaring. You know, all the Caucasian people have internalized their music. They're wearing iPods and with headphones, so no one really knows who's listening to what. But the Hispanics are very, very open about are still very open about what they listen to. They everyone has a radio. They're listening to music while they work. So I decided to get some field recordings of these Hispanic people working, and also tune in to Hispanic radio stations and make a soundscape out of these sounds.
Also um es kurz zu übersetzen, ein Anlass für das Stück war das Ergebnis einer Volkszählung, die ergeben hat, dass über 50% der Bewohner von Los Angeles Hispanic sind, also spanischsprachig, und dass in dieser Volksgruppe, oder man kann eigentlich nicht Minderheit sagen, dieser großen Minderheit sehr viel Radio gehört wird. Ist Radio to you personally important? I mean, you have some works, you did some works with radio. Are you interested in this development of media?
Oh, definitely. I mean, one of the first jobs I had in the music field was actually being a radio personality in Japan. And even before that, I was doing radio in UCLA college radio as well. So it's a very important part of my life, and I'm still very much a big part of the scene as well, as I still have a radio show in LA, sometimes called Japanomama.
Japanomama, eine Radioshow, die Gil Kuno auf dem Sender KXLU in Los Angeles betreibt. We're going to hear an excerpt from that now. Mm-hmm. It's a radio show dedicated to quite a specialized field of music. It's Japanese noise.
Japanese, well, not only noise, but Japanese hardcore, Japanese alternative, anything that's innovative music in Japan.
Okay, let's listen in.
本日は比喩など交えもせずにとうとうと話しましょう。すぐに人に評価を下したがる人間がやたらめったら多すぎるように感じませんか皆さん。特別何かを持っているわけじゃないのに惑えたこと得ていないことどころかまずギャーギャーギャーギャー騒ぎ立てるんだ。
Ein Ausschnitt aus einer Radioshow von Gil Kuno war das, Japanomama heißt sie. Since we talked about the cultural differences in perceiving and using radio, you also live in Tokyo, so you have Japanese background. We haven't mentioned that yet. Your family is from Japan and you live in Tokyo. How is radio, what's radio culture like in Japan?
Well, there are very strict guidelines in trying to get a bandwidth for a radio station in Tokyo, especially because of them losing the war, and the GHQ and the American forces were very strict about Japan trying to reorganize using radio waves to deflect against the American government again. So there are only five or so radio stations currently in Tokyo. That's it, and that's so different from LA, which we have about 100 in LA or even more.
So there's very little alternative for community radio stations.
Very few. That means that most of the music is mainstream. I did have a show called a Weekly College Chart, and we only played alternative music, but it was only 1 hour out of the week.
Also in Japan ist es sehr schwierig, Senderlizenzen zu bekommen, was historische Gründe hat. Es gibt daher nur sehr wenige Radiostationen, five radio stations, wie gesagt, fünf Radiostationen und natürlich in diesen sehr wenig Platz für alternative oder subkulturelle Programme. Gil Kuno, you have a band which is called Wiggle, mm-hmm. and it claims to be the first band formed on the internet in the mid-90s.
Basically, I was FTP surfing for interesting music by original artists, and I found this artist that I felt I wanted to form a band with him. His tastes agreed very much with mine, and I hadn't had a band in many, many years, but this was one artist that made me feel that way. So I emailed the guy, and I found out he's a teenager living in Perth, Australia, and I was in Tokyo at the time, and I thought, maybe it's a little too far for that. But I thought, well, maybe internet technologies were budding at the time, and maybe it might be possible to just send each other files and try to build and remix each other's songs. And so we came up with a couple songs and did some label shopping, and we got signed to Kitty Records, which is part of Universal now. So we got a major record label, and we actually even got a deal with Toyota to do the music for a couple of their, or actually more than a dozen of their commercials. So pretty successful for people that haven't met yet.
I'll translate briefly. Also diese Band hat sich also seinem Bandpartner, einen Australier, einen jungen Mann, der in Perth lebt, hat Gil Kuno eben übers Internet kennengelernt, über FTP Uploads. These were uploads of music bits.
Right, they're completed songs.
Yeah. Und die Band hat sich formiert, eben Wiggle heißt sie, und ist erstaunlich erfolgreich gewesen. Sie hat einen Plattenvertrag bekommen bei Universal Japan und hat auch Werbemusik gemacht, unter anderem für Toyota. Und die Band existiert immer noch. The band still exists to this day.
Yes, as long as I'm alive, Wiggle exists.
And what's the boy's name?
His name is Simon.
Simon, okay. Yeah. Wir hören jetzt ein Musikstück von Wiggle. Can you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, it's actually a megamix, so it's got just several seconds worth of each song, and kind of sounds a bit schizophrenic, but or ADD, but it's a megamix, so let's check it out. You're
Das ist ein Mix von Wiggles-Songs aus den letzten 20 Jahren. Wiggles ist eine Band bestehend aus zwei Mitgliedern, die sich noch nie persönlich getroffen haben. Eines der Mitglieder ist Gil Kuno, Künstler, Soundkünstler und Musiker. Er ist heute im Kunstradio und wird dann gleich eine Live-Performance machen. Maybe just to demonstrate, Gil, that you also work with installations using sound. Maybe you could describe your piece, Slinky Piece.
Mm-hmm. Slinky Piece is a generative audio and generative sculpture piece. It's a ladder that's been amplified using several different mics on the actual ladder itself. And I have two performers drop 100 slinkies down the ladder. And this way, the sounds of the slinkies coming down the ladder turns into a composition. And in the end, the slinkies fall to the bottom of the ladder and they pile up. There's a big carnage of slinkies that ends up there. And that is a sculptural piece as well. And that gets displayed at the venue after even after the show is done.
And this chance composition is also played back while with this installation.
Yeah, there's a little documentation that'll be played back as well.
Do you have something easy? Can you find something easily?
Yeah, sure.
I'll translate in the meantime. Also Slinky Piece, Slinkies, das sind so Schraubfedern. Das ist dieses Spielzeug, das eine Feder ist und das sozusagen Treppen runtergehen kann. Und Gil Kuno hat eine Leiter installiert, diese ist mikrofoniert. Ganz oben werden rund 100 von diesen Slinkies fallen gelassen, die arbeiten sich dann runter. Und aus den Sounds entsteht sozusagen eine Zufallskomposition. Das hören wir hier im Hintergrund.
What do you call slinkies in Austrian?
I haven't found a translation to tell you the truth. But I guess they're called the same.
Okay.
Yeah. maybe another large-scale work about yours we could talk about is Six-String Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
Das ist eine größere Installation, die eigentlich auf der Dekonstruktion der Gitarre beruht. It's a piece based on the deconstruction and reconstruction of the guitar.
Right. Basically, I started learning guitar at a very old age. And whenever you're older in life, you're a little more cynical. And you kind of blame the shortcomings of you not being able to play on the instrument and not yourself. And basically, I thought that the six-string guitar is very badly designed because the size of your hand defines what kind of chords or melodies you can play. So, for example, if you wanted to hold a chord close to the neck of the guitar at the same time as something close to the body of the guitar, it's impossible to do with one hand. So I thought it was limiting our compositional creativity. So what I did was I separated the strings into six one-string guitars and had six guitarists play it at the same time. Maybe you can translate up to there.
Also im Grunde genommen hat Gil Kuno, der spät zu Gitarre spielen begonnen hat, war unzufrieden mit den Limitierungen dieses Instruments und hat daher das Instrument in seine sechs Saiten zerlegt, die einzeln von einzelnen Musikern angespielt werden. So this is being performed as a sort of live audio installation in front of audience.
Right, it's a live performance. The members sit on this gigantic tower that houses nine different people. The six one-string guitarists sit on the outside of the apparatus, and there are two bassists that are playing a 2.5-meter bass. It takes two people to play because one person needs to hold the string and the other person needs to pluck it. And there's a percussion player as well. And yeah, I'll play it right after you translate.
Okay, also es sind 2,5 Meter hohe Saiten, die teilweise gehalten werden müssen von anderen Leuten noch. Also es sind noch mehr als sechs Musiker involviert und Schlagzeug wird auch gespielt.
Thank you.
Das war ein Song von einer Platte, die zu dem Projekt Six String Sonics rausgekommen ist, von Gil Kuno. What was the title of this song?
It's called Evidence of Pop.
Evidence of Pop. And the name of the album is?
String Theory.
Okay. And it's got 4 tracks on it. Wenn Sie mehr über die Arbeiten von Gil Kuno erfahren möchten oder Sachen nachhören möchten, die wir heute besprochen haben, es gibt natürlich vieles, was wir nicht besprochen haben, seine Webseite heißt unsound.com und auf kunstradio.at finden Sie mehr Informationen zu der folgenden Performance und auch einen Videostream, wo Sie sehen können, wie Gil Kuno gleich live performen wird. So, we're now coming to the performance. Mm-hmm. It's called Radiologic, mm-hmm. and you have performed it before in front of audience, for example, at this year's Ars Electronica Festival mm-hmm. in Linz. Bei der Ars Electronica in Linz wurde Radiologic aufgeführt. Have you ever performed it on air?
Huh, let me think. Maybe not, no.
However, in this project, it does really make sense because you work with radios.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Can you explain the setup a little bit?
Basically, it's an audio portrait of various different cities. Whenever I perform it, I usually try to make a mix of the various different radio stations of that city. And today I've selected the audible stations from within this studio here in ORF. And I'll be making a 2-channel mix of using 8 different radios, the audio from 8 different radios. Basically, it's just like a painter going to different cities and painting the landscape, but I'm using the FM and AM frequencies of the city because each city has its own signature FM or AM radio sound, and I'm trying to encapsulate that and create a composition in the cities that I go to.
Also jede Stadt hat ihre eigene Radiolandschaft, die sich bildet aus den Radios, die in dieser Stadt zu hören sind. Und aufgrund dieser Sounds, also aufgrund dieser Radiosendungen, macht Gil Kuno Porträts, akustische Porträts verschiedener Städte, so wie auch heute von Wien eben. Where have you performed it before? Have you experienced differences in the sonic scapes of the cities according to the radio?
Definitely, definitely. Well, I did my first few, in Tokyo, and then several in Poland, Berlin, Venice, Italy, and then just last week in Linz for Ars Electronica. This was with a guest mixer, Carl Stone. And this is, the most recent.
Also in verschiedenen Städten hat dieses Projekt bereits stattgefunden. Was there a city which was particularly interesting in terms of its radio?
Let's see. They're all very interesting, but I think Szczecin in Poland was very interesting because it's a very small city. A lot of old people live there, and Poland is a very religious country. So there's a lot of talk radio about religion. Radio Maria is a big presence in the city. There are billboards about that say Radio Maria all over the city. And a lot of the music is very like choirs. And so it had a very kind of a, almost a somber, kind of a, yeah, very religious feel to that city. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in relation to the kind of pop extravaganza that's going on in many private radio stations all over the world. Mm-hmm, yeah. Also in Polen hat es Gil Kuno besonders interessant gefunden, weil sehr viel religiöse Sendungen zu hören sind, wie zum Beispiel Radio Maria. So I would suggest that we start now.
Okay.
Sie hören jetzt die Live-Performance Radio Logic von Gil Kuno live aus dem ORF Funkhaus in Wien.
Questa sarebbe buona, io la via, ma io non so più spogato, io la via, se le accette, che è stata una via versia. E acum non c'è musica da rimiarci.
Stai, Ali, da lì acum, care acum, asum, povesti, nu e niciunul plicit, stai, nu e niciunul plicit, ma ce tu nu e mitiu, și mă să nu cer control, a noapte.
Da, da, ce se vede acum, da, li merge muzica, nu, nu, nu.
Vedeți, muzica sunt...
Și
asta jos, asta sadă, broadcastul de bori jos.
Simte ca surcare, care
se lasă un. Băi, mai deschide să mă peste la Zara, unde Zara?
Ce pe care ai cat acum, unde mi Zara? Unite, da, ce.
Hai să văd acum.
Are ce vezi, dacă nu pune aia ce și dai mă aud. Muzica merge și eu mă aud. Mă auzi tu? Muzica merge, se vede și... Bucchița se zonă de unde este, mă numele. Aflame, asta e de stere, ok? Aici
und Kontrabass. Sie schließen damit auch an einige frühere Werke seines Vorgängers Georges Onslow an. Und da ist natürlich das Faberge-Quintett perfekt geeignet für diese Besetzung. In der Quintettmusik mit Kontrabass, da ragen ja bekanntlich zwei große Werke heraus, jenes von Antonin Dvořák und natürlich auch das Forellenquintett von Franz Schubert. Und das Faberge-Quintett, bestehend aus 5 Mitgliedern des NDR-Symphonieorchesters, hatte im Jahr 2000 die Möglichkeit, nach einer Tournee mit Günter Wand in Japan dort noch einige Kammerkonzerte spielen zu können. Und sie widmen sich seitdem dieser Aufgabe, die Kammermusik mit Kontrabass in den Vordergrund zu stellen. Und das machen sie auch auf ihrer aktuellen CD mit der Musik von Adolf Blanc. Ich wünsche Ihnen jetzt noch viel Vergnügen mit einer Aufnahme des Streichquintetts Nummer 7 in Ido Opus 50 mit dem Faberge-Quintett.
Thank you.
Radio Logic von Gil Kuno. Das war ein Kunstradio live aus dem ORF-Funkhaus in Wien. Noch ein Hinweis, am Mittwoch und Donnerstag findet das dritte Musak-Festival statt. Mit Konzerten, Soundausstellungen, DJ-Sets, Live-Musik, Vorträgen und Installationen. Ort ist diesmal das Flug in Wien. Musak-Festival 18. und 19. September.
Kunstradio.at.
Am Mikrofon verabschiedet sich Anna Socek, Technik Martin Leitner, Webcam Klaus Taschler, Redaktion Elisabeth Zimmermann.